Hi, everyone, and welcome to A Plus English. My name is Joe.
And I'm Winnie. Joe, what do you think is the best invention in history? 最伟大、最重要的发明 in history.
Best invention in history、mm-hmm. is the Sony PlayStation.
你说 PS?
The PS. PS4. PS5. What are we up to now? PS10.
Get out of here.
The video games, yes, absolutely.
No, that is not.
Okay, so what's the right answer?
There's no right answer, but PS4 apparently is not.
Okay, how about a telephone? Telephone, everybody needs a phone today. Everybody's、mm-hmm. got a smartphone in their pocket.
That's true.
Everybody's always using them. So,、mm-hmm. telephone.
Okay, that's a good answer. I think it's like important、mm-hmm. back in like, what, 19th century?
Yeah, back when it was invented. It changed people's
yeah,
lives.
Yeah, can you imagine how people...talk to people far away back then?
Well, back then, before the telephone,、mm-hmm. you could either A, write a letter, or you could send something called a telegram, which they use. They send signals across、the country, but it wasn't convenient. You know, you couldn't talk to somebody like we're
right
talking、
away.
Now, right away. You would send a message to them, then、
and、
they might...
wait.
Then you have to wait, and、mm-hmm. they might send a message back...You know what I mean?
Right. So I think that, like, changed a lot for our lives.
It changed、
right?
our lives big time.、
Mm-hmm. We all knew that Alexander Graham Bell、mm-hmm. invented the first phone. What else do we know about phones?
What else do we know about phones? Well, they, of course, like we said, they changed the way that we communicate、mm-hmm. forever, and they've evolved. They've changed very quickly.Now we have smartphones, which,、mm. you know, you can access all the information in the world on something that fits in your pocket. So that's、
right.
quite amazing. We're going to learn more about phones and Alexander Graham Bell on today's program. So let's go ahead and get into our teaching、
okay.
right now.
A plus Encyclopedia.Hello and welcome to the show. Today, we're going to talk about greetings when you answer the phone. The question of the day is, what greeting did Alexander Graham Bell? Want everyone to use on the phone?B. Ahoy hoy. C. Yeehaw. Do you have the answer in mind? Now, the answer is B. Ahoy hoy. Today, many people answer the phone by saying hello.However, the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, wanted to use a different greeting. He wanted to say, Ahoy hoy. Thomas Edison suggested, Hello, instead.Then, this word wasn't a friendly greeting. It was used in two ways. The first was to express surprise. Such as, Hello, what is this?Second was to get someone's attention. Like, hello, stop that. According to Edison, though, he thought hello was easier to hear from farther away. has become the most popular way to answer the phone.
Word power.
Suggest. I suggest Tony's Kitchen for dinner tonight. I suggest Tony's Kitchen for dinner tonight. Express. After the speech, many people expressed interest in the program. After the speech, many people expressed interest in the program. Attention. Kenneth waved at the old woman to get her attention. Kenneth waved at the old woman to get her attention. Far. My grandparents live far away in the country. My grandparents live far away in the country.
Today, our question is, what greeting did Alexander Graham Bell want everyone to use on the phone?
It's not hello.
Not hello? Who this? Who is this? Who's calling me? Do you know what time it is?
No, I'm not sure.
What did he want people to say when they answer the phone? That's what we call the greeting. So, usually when I answer the phone, I say hello.
Mm-hmm.
Who's calling? Who is this? They say hello and they say this is. They introduce themselves.
Yeah.
But what did Alexander Graham Bell want people to say?
I've never thought about this question.
He was like, I invented this, so I'm going to tell you how you should use it.
People have to do
and
that.
And everybody has to do it.
No. 所以今天的问题来了，就是到底这个贝尔发明电话的时候，希望人们怎么问候彼此呢？问候我们可以用 greeting， 这个是叫问候。比如说我们会说 holiday greetings，
seasons greetings，
seasons greeting 就是季节，比如说祝福人的一些祝福语、问候语。So what are the options?
Okay, we've got A, B, and C. A is of course hello.
Hello.
Like the Adele song, hello.
Next, it's me.
Hello, it's me. Next is B, ahoy hoy. Ahoy hoy.
No, what? That doesn't sound right.
The
ahoy,
only place
hoy?
I've ever heard that is on The Simpsons. Mr. Burns, the old man. That's how he answers the phone. Ahoy hoy?
Really?
And that's the only other place I've heard that.
Ahoy hoy?
Okay,
no.
And C, it just keeps getting stranger. Yeehaw! Like a cowboy.
This is hard.
This is difficult. I would just say hello.
Yeah, that's what I would think. I think this is tricky.
Sometimes the answers are so strange that they just might be true. So maybe it's B or C. I'm not sure.
这些语助词中，你们觉得电话这个发明者贝尔希望大家一开始用的是什么？ I think A might be like a trick because we do it nowadays.
It seems too easy.
Right.太像陷阱了 But yeehaw sounds like too happy to answer a call.
Well, yeah, and every time you would call somebody, you'd have to like hold the phone away because it'd be so
it
loud.
Hurt.
Yeehaw!
No.
Yeah, hi. Yeah, nice to talk to you too.
So I'm gonna choose B, I think.
Ahoy, hoy. Maybe it is what Mr. Burns says on The Simpsons.
It actually makes sense.
Maybe
it is. He's not making this up.
Ahoy, hoy. It's so strange it might be true. Well, you're right. The answer is B, ahoy, hoy.
What does it mean?
I'm not sure.
Like I said, it sounds not serious enough.
It sounds like a bit of a joke.
Why?
Ahoy,
Why
hoy.
Why ahoy, hoy?
Okay, well, the article goes on to say, of course, today, many people answer the phone by saying hello. Yes, that's how pretty much everybody answers the phone. Hello?
Hello.
I mean, how else do you start the conversation? Of course, now with today's phones, you can see usually who's calling. So you know who it is. So you don't really need to say it like a question. Like if your friend Mike is calling you, you see Mike on your phone, you say, hi, Mike. Or you don't need to say hello.
That's true.
As in, who is this? But that's how we do it usually.
刚刚呢，这个看答案都没有提到，其实大家呢会说 hello 来接电话。Most of people do, like in Chinese we say 喂 right? Mm-hmm. In many different languages they have different kind of greetings. 为什么会有这样子转折从ahoy hoy to
ahoy hoy.
Hello.
Where does that come from?
Yeah.
So the article goes on to say, however, the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, wanted to use a different greeting. So I guess he thought hello was too common or too easy or
too direct.
Yeah, too direct. He wanted something else for using the phone.
贝尔这个刚开始发明电话其实是想要用不同的问候语。这个理由不知道为什么啦，不过呢，我们贝尔是电话的发明者。我们看到这个 inventor 这个字，其实它不是一个新字，它是 invent 后面加上 or 变成发明的人，也就是发明家的意思啦。So he wanted to use ahoy at first.
Ahoy, something like, yeah, like ahoy.
Ahoy,
ahoy is something like a sailor would say on the sea. If they see another boat close by, they say ahoy. It's like calling out to the other boat. And, but this is different. It's ahoy, hoy.
Ahoy,
there's
hoy.
An extra hoy on the end. He wanted to say ahoy,
ahoy hoy,
hoy, the next sentence said.
Yeah, like you said, sounds like a sailor, 像水手。听起来反而比较像水手吆喝啊，或是跟彼此看到另外一艘船来跟彼此打招呼。So who changed that to hello?
Okay, yeah, who talked some sense into Alexander Graham Bell? Who said, okay,
That's not a good idea.
Mr. Bell, maybe that's not such a good idea. Well, it says Thomas Edison suggested hello instead. Okay, Thomas Edison, wise man, and a very smart man. He said, you know, ahoy hoy is good, but why don't we just keep it simple? Why don't we just keep it really direct and simple and just say hello? He suggested hello. And that's our first word power word. It's suggest. S-U-G-G-E-S-T, suggest. Suggest means to offer an idea or a plan for someone to consider or to think about.
For example, we can use it in a sentence like this. I suggest Tony's kitchen for dinner tonight. I suggest Tony's kitchen for dinner tonight. 意思就是说，我今天啊，建议吃这个东尼的厨房来当晚餐。But why wasn't hello popular back then?
Well, you know, English is always changing very slowly over time. So maybe hello was somewhat different back then. That's what the next sentence says. Back then, in the past, this word wasn't a friendly greeting.
What?
It wasn't considered friendly to say that. Hello, like with a question mark on the end. It was used in two ways.
这个在以前这个时候呢 ，hello 其实这个字不是很有礼貌，不是很友善的用法啦。文章呢这边说到 hello 呢，其实以前不是用在 friendly 的时候，它其实用在两种情况。When did people use it?
Okay, the first way that they used it was to express surprise, such as hello, what's this? As in you don't know what something is, or you're surprised
you're
at something.
You're not actually like asking people.
No, you're just surprised that somebody did
That's
something
cool.
shocking or that was not expected. And this is our second word power here. We have express, which is spelled E-X-P-R-E-S-S. Express. Express means to tell or show what you are feeling or thinking by using words, looks, or actions. For example, after the speech, many people expressed interest in the program. After the speech, many people expressed interest in the program.
一种呢是用来表达 surprise 的时候，表达我们用 express 这个动词，比如说 express your feelings, express your idea 等等的，或者像例句说啦 ，expressed their interest 就是表达对这个计划的兴趣。What's the other kind of hello?
The second was to get someone's attention, like hello, stop that. Okay, so the first, you're kind of expressing like something
surprise.
You didn't expect or surprise.
Hello,
what's this? I did not expect this to happen. This one, somebody may be doing something bad, and you want them to stop that. So you're not saying hello as in hi, you're saying hello, stop that, stop doing that. We see another word power there, it's attention, and we spell it A-T-T-E-N-T-I-O-N, attention. If you give someone or something your attention, it means you're thinking about it, you're listening to somebody, or you're watching someone or something. For example, Kenneth waved at the old woman to get her attention. Kenneth waved at the old woman to get her attention.
另外一个时候来用 hello 呢，是用来引起别人的注意。注意这个字呢，一定很常听到老师说，比如说在课堂上说，嘿，注意这边，我们可以顺便学起来 pay attention to something or somebody 的这样的一个固定的片语，来叫人家来注意各种的人事物，或是呢 to get somebody's attention， 就是像文章里说的、引起某人的注意，或是呢我们这个例句里提到 Kenneth 他对那个老太太挥手 wave 来吸引他的注意。注意，所以文章的意思呢，就是说，哎，别人不要做某事的时候，你会说 hello。It's kind of like we say hey too, right? Like hey, stop doing that.
Yeah, hey is considered a little bit rude, or we usually use it. Yeah, like you say, when you try to stop somebody, you're like、hey, but stop doing that.、
Mm-hmm.
So that's how it's kind of changed.
But it didn't really mean something good. Why did Edison like it?
Yeah, maybe he just really didn't like
Ahoy Hoy. Answering the phone.
Or he didn't like answering the phone. Maybe he thought it was annoying. Well, it says, according to Edison, though, he thought hello was easier to hear from farther away. Okay, so it's more of a practical thing. He thought it was easier to hear from farther away. Now, our next word power word here is...Far, F-A-R, far. Far means a long distance away, and the opposite of far, of course, is near. Our example sentence says, My grandparents live far away in the country. My grandparents live far away in the country.
既然 hello 在那时候不是什么好的意思，为什么爱迪生会想要用它来当做这个问候语呢？根据他自己的说法，因为呢，他觉得 hello 这个字呢，可以在很远的地方都听得到。Was easier to hear from farther away。这里我们看到 farther， 它其实是 far 的比较级。我们看到这个 far 在后面加 er 的话 ，farther。
Farther.
It's hard to pronounce.
A little bit, yeah. Far, farther, farthest.
Farther. 所以就变成 farther 的比较级啦。我们看到 far 这个字副词表示遥远的。像在例句中 live far away 就表示住在遥远的地方啦。
So Edison had this suggestion. He thought, ahoy hoy doesn't really work for me. Let's try hello instead. And since then, hello...has become the most popular way to answer the phone. So this is what everybody does now.
爱迪生这么一说以后，后来 hello 就变成大家都很习惯接听电话一个语助词啦。Who knew?
Not me, that's for sure. The only person who still answers the phone like that is Mr. Burns on The Simpsons. Nobody else does that. But I'm going to start. I'm going to start saying ahoy hoy when somebody calls me on the phone.
Because it actually makes sense.
It makes sense now.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of sounds funny to me. Well...Let's get into our review time now before we end the program.
Magic Box, 小亮点。
大家好，在这广大的中土大陆，为了守护戒指，为了抵抗魔王索伦的势力，我来啦！不是郭雪芙，是我甘道夫。I have been fighting with Sauron since Bilbo found the ring.自从我的好友比尔博找到戒指后，我一直和魔王索伦在对战呢。I have been fighting with Sauron since Bilbo found the ring. 那可真是不简单啊，就跟这个句子一样困难。这个句子为什么困难呢？因为呢，它使用了现在完成式。这边呢，使用 have， 它呢不代表有的意思。例如呢 ，I have a pen。这个是有的意思，但是呢在这边呢是当作助动词使用哦。完成式的动词变化呢就是 have 助动词加上过去分词 PP。 它呢表示一个已经完成的状态，已经完成呢表示呢它是发生在过去哦，跟过去式呢有什么不同呢？哎，过去式呢指的是过去的一个时间点发生的事情。如果呢我在前面的句子里面说呢 I fought with Sauron， 表示呢在那个时间点我和呢魔王在战斗哦，它是一个点。但是呢完成式呢则是表示这个状态是持续的哦，它呢是一条线。那段时间呢我一直在战斗，不单单呢只是一个时间点哦，所以呢后面我们要加上什么样的时间呢就变得非常重要了。 since S-I-N-C-E 这个字呢就翻译为从什么时候开始我就已经在做这件事情了，完成式呢就是这样的感觉咯。既然呢我们说呢是什么时候开始的， since 呢就要在后面加上一个特定的时间点，一个特定的时间呢，例如呢前面我们说比尔博找到戒指的时候，这个呢就是一个特定的时间点。或是呢我们再举个例子咯， I have known you since last July， I have known you since last July， 去年七月呢我就已经认识你了。去年七月 last July 就是一个特别的时间点咯。一样说法呢你也可以说呢 I have known you for 8 months， I have known you for 8 months， 去年七月到现在呢我已经认识你8个月咯。我们可以呢用 for 后面呢加上多久时间，换句话说呢但是意思一样咯。你呀、啊、可能会想说，诶，从什么时候开始，我记得我们不是有使用完，诶，我们不是有另外认识另外一个字 from 吗？ F-R-O-M from。 但是我们要特别注意到呢，当我们使用完成式的时候呢都是配合 since 哦，而其他的状况呢你呢都可以使用 from。 例如呢每天的开店时间 the shop opens from 10 every day， 这个时候呢我们就记得要用 from 而不是要用 since哦。所以我们复习一下，现在完成式呢就表示从过去到现在累积并且可能还会继续下去的状态，后面的时间呢我们可以用 since 加上一个特别的时间点表示从那个时间开始，或者是呢 for 加上一段时间表示呢这个状态呢这个事情呢已经发生多久了。好，你有没有把这招学起来啦？
Wait for it! It's review time! 复习时间到喽！
Today on our quick review, I'm going to describe the vocabulary word and you have to guess which one it is.
Oh, okay. My, how many are there?
There's a bunch. There's a million. But let's just start with one.
Okay.
The first one is to offer an idea or a plan for somebody to think about. I'm going to tell you something, you're going to think about it, I am doing...
Suggests,
yes, that's what it means.
Suggest,
to give someone something to think about.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, let's do one more, we've got time for one more.
Okay, okay.
This means to tell somebody how you're feeling, you can use your words, you can use your looks.
I know this one. Express,
that's right, the verb.
Yay.
Express, to tell somebody how you're feeling using your words, your actions, or even just your looks. You guys can try the other two vocabulary words as well with a partner. We're out of time though, so until the next episode of A Plus English, I'm Joe.
I'm Winnie.
Bye bye.
A Plus Encyclopedia.
Ring, ring.
What greeting did Alexander Graham Bell want everyone to use on the phone? A. Hello. B. Ahoy hoy. C. Yeehaw. Now, the answer is B. Ahoy hoy. Today, many people answer the phone by saying hello. However, the inventor of the telephone, Alexander Graham Bell, wanted to use a different greeting. He wanted to say ahoy hoy. Thomas Edison suggested hello instead. Back then, this word wasn't a friendly greeting.
It was used in two ways. The first was to express surprise, such as, Hello, what is this? The second was to get someone's attention, like, Hello, stop that. According to Edison, though, he thought Hello was easier to hear from farther away. Since then, Hello has become the most popular way to answer the phone.
Suggest. Suggest. I suggest Tony's Kitchen for dinner tonight. I suggest Tony's Kitchen for dinner tonight. Express. Express. After the speech, many people expressed interest in the program. After the speech, many people expressed interest in the program. Attention. Attention. Kenneth waved at the old woman to get her attention. Kenneth waved at the old woman to get her attention. Far. Far. My grandparents live far away in the country. My grandparents live far away in the country.